This is KPPZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and this is Attention Please. And this week, we're speaking with Judy Alexander, Rose Madrone, and Ben Bauermeister about the Connectivity Fair on April 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. at Blue Heron Middle School Gymnasium, where you can reconnect, engage, celebrate, and learn. Everyone is welcome. It is open to all. Judy Alexander, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. I have been in town for a really long time. Many people have heard me on the radio before, so yes. I don't know how much I need to say, but I am happy to be part of this connectivity team. Looking forward to the event. I'm a clinical social worker, and that career has really informed my entry point for doing the Connectivity Fair. I'll say something about that later.
All right. We'll get to you in a second. We'll get back to you, I mean. Rose, introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hey, I'm really glad to be here. My name is Rose Madrone, and I am actually about to celebrate my one-year anniversary of being here in Port Townsend. And I'm a filmmaker and a botanist, and I'm really excited to be part of this Connectivity Fair. It is such a perfect thing for this town that's so connected.
Wow, thank you. Ben Bauermeister, introduce yourself. Hello.
Hello, I'm Ben Bauermeister. I run a small nonprofit here in town called Stronger Towns that is a incubator umbrella for a bunch of different projects. Not many people are familiar with Stronger Towns, but they know our projects, everything from Skillmation to the Benji Project to Community Build to the Production Alliance and Yay Music are all active programs that we have going on at this time. And so we were really excited to get involved with the Connectivity Fair because it's about pulling people together, and we always want folks to know about what we're up to.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, I'm in the presence of a lot of great people here. Let's get started. Who wants to tell me about the Connectivity Fair and how it came about and why are we having it here in Port Townsend?
I can give you a little tee up to it. All right. Having lived here for a long time, I noticed with the pandemic that we increasingly got isolated from each other and scared to be together and uncomfortable with our physical relationships with people in town, which previously had been robust and strong and super connected. And because of my career as a clinical social worker, I know that it's our relationships that make us happiest. You know, that's what's the biggest piece of having a happy life is having, you know, connected relationships. And I started getting worried that people were getting comfortable being isolated and losing social skills, losing the confidence to reach out and talk to their friends. So I went through my own feelings about that all last summer and fall, and I was getting frustrated that the housing situation was getting so impossible. So I was thinking, like, you know, I think in terms about what people need, because that's my career, to like listen to what people need. And I kind of
Maslow's hierarchy.
Yeah. Well, I could tell that our community was not getting what it needed.
Yeah.
You know, and part of Community Build, which I did get involved with during the pandemic, did meet people's needs because we could build stuff outside and feel safe working together.
Right.
But you know, as the pandemic was kind of winding down, it seemed like we needed something. We needed something. So enter Rose Madrone, and I'll pass that over to you.
A little jump start.
Yeah.
Rose.
So I was really blessed to be able to meet Judy and some other really key people when I came to town. And I was actually looking to have my films somehow serve the community, because these films that I've created, it's actually called Connectivity Project. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be seeing one of the films at this event called Interconnections. But the tenet of this project is about the ripple effects of our actions in an interconnected world. And thus, when we put that formula together, there is no doubt that our actions amount to something that's kind of immeasurable. And so the whole tenet of making these films was to empower people and inspire them that what they do makes a difference. And so if we looked at the world in a more interconnected way, how would that inform our actions? And so these films were built to be really beautiful. They're both entertaining but inspiring. And I wanted them to somehow serve the community here, and had some conversation with Jefferson Land Trust to see if they wanted to use them for maybe some fundraising efforts, and they jumped in immediately because they saw the merit of it. And then this greater conversation started happening. And then it has grown into this amazing event. Again, there's that ripple effect action that happens within the network of what's happening here. So we were putting our heads together, just a small group of us, Judy and I included, that were trying to come up with, like, how could we serve the community in a way that would address some of the things that Judy had been thinking about. And one of the other elements was, me as an example, there are so many new people who have come to town here. Mm-hmm. And especially during this, in this time of COVID, where town has not been quite as active and connected as it was before. However, there's a reason why people have moved here, because of, you know, many things, which we will be addressing at the event. But, and I think Ben's going to refer to it a little bit in a moment. However, the idea also was to be able to have an opportunity to welcome a lot of the new people in, to help them realize that the plethora of nonprofit organizations and community service groups that all create their own ripples in the community were a great way to plug in to help build community. So as Judy and I and other people were cooking up this simple idea of an event, it has blossomed into this very community-run, amazing thing. So maybe, Ben, you want to talk about some of those elements.
Sure, sure. It's been kind of what I call a lecture and lab. We sit around the table and talk about this great connectivity event that's going to draw us together. And actually, the planning of that event was a community coming together, a bunch of different nonprofits, a bunch of people volunteering their time and efforts to make this event occur. And we have folks from across the county, from South County. We have young volunteers and old volunteers. We have people who have done these projects in the past and people who are new to the community and really wanting to engage in this way. So it's been just kind of, even the forming of the event itself has been a microcosm of what we've been trying to achieve. And I think that's really going to make it, you know, kind of the proof will be in the pudding when that happens at the event itself. So we're excited about what we're going to pull together at that time.
It certainly is exciting. It sounds exciting to me. I just want to make it clear to our listeners that when I first saw the title, Connectivity Fair, of course, in my head, I went, oh, are we talking about Wi-Fi? Are we talking about broadband? Okay, we're actually talking about human connections here, right, folks, not electronic connections. Part of the idea, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is to make sure that people see each other and people get connected in these organizations, these nonprofit organizations, to get involved in the community and sort of get away from sticking their noses in their phones, right, which we've been doing so well for the last 3 years.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how much just being at the radio station for the last 2 years has been a life-affirming thing for
me. Helpful for you,
oh,
right?
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I just would have been stuck at home, you know, looking at every electronic device I could possibly think of and then eating and continuing to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But now I'm involved in this radio station, this volunteer organization that I believe serves the community in many ways. So I'm really glad the three of you are here today to talk about this.
I think you're talking, Jim, about the essence of how our community has been pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. Everyone volunteers probably at least two places. Mm-hmm. You know, not just one nonprofit, but probably two.
Yeah.
And I saw all these newcomers coming in and then the pandemic and feeling like, oh my God, we're going to lose the generosity and the connected spirit of right. Port Townsend and Jefferson County. And it's like, we can't let that happen. So when Rose and I first started concocting the idea of this connectivity fair with Catherine Brill and a few other people, every single person we told about the event said, what a good idea. And it's because of what you were just talking about. It's like everyone felt the need to have more connection than they had during the pandemic. And you had it here, I had it at Community Build, but a lot of people did not.
No, and it really, you know, it was necessary. I mean, when I first came in here 2 years ago, it was necessary to like wear a mask around everybody. We couldn't let anybody from the outside even into the station at all at the time. We had just gotten a house right the week that everything shut down in 2020. It was insane. And then in 2021, I came in here. And it was a godsend for me. Even though I was mostly alone in a booth recording community calendars every week, I was so glad to be doing that and to actually being trained by someone else in a mask how to do that.
So those of us that were lucky, but there's a whole lot of people that weren't. So
I know.
Let's get into describing the event a little bit. There's really sort of three parts to the event, and you're going to talk about the film because it's the way we kick off the event. And by the way, if you're going to come at one, come on time so you don't miss the film.
Okay.
Yeah, and come at one, but you could leave anytime. We're going to explain a little bit about the makeup of the day, but really the first hour kind of has a program that you wouldn't want to miss. You can miss, but you wouldn't want to. We're going to open with a couple of things, but then we're going to go right to the film, which is a 15-minute short film. And really, I was explaining a little bit of the genesis of it, but when I made the film, it was catalyzed a lot because of I was at a change in my life and careers. I had just helped my mother pass away, actually, she did it very gracefully, but it was her moment. And during that time, I had unplugged from my botany work so that I could serve her. And so when I was coming back into the world, I was like, what's next? What's calling me? And I ended up at this conference that was asking us to identify if we could do something, kind of cast our own ripple. They didn't use that terminology, but if there was something we could do to help be of service in the world in a way that was part of our skill set, something that we could do to make a difference in the world, to help cultivate the conversation we wanted to be more a part of that was needed, and not something like end world hunger. Like, it had to be something that was in our own, you know, capacity. And the other part was without something that sits on your shoulder and says, you can't do that because you're not, okay, fill in the blank, like not a filmmaker or something.
You're not this, you're not
that. You're not this or that. You don't let that interrupt you. And so as I was realizing in myself, I had to identify what would be my, what was the conversation I wanted to be more a part of. And I had to identify the problem first that I felt like I wanted to address. And one element of it was, well, we can all come up with issues that we think are important to deal with, whether it's social inequality or environmental degradation. Everybody can come up with those lists. The next piece was, well, we actually know how we've gotten into the mess of the things that we don't like that are happening. Like, if we really talked about it and thought about it, we know the genesis of some of those issues. And in reality, we actually know a lot of the answers to fix them. And not to be too simplistic, but again, I was trying to think of something that was within my field of expertise. I realized that if we understood more that our actions mattered, we would probably act differently. And so in my thinking about how to help that information be shared, I did that a little bit in some of my botany teaching and other things like that. But I realized at the time, and to this day, we learn from the screen mostly, or it's more effective. And so I realized I needed to put on the hat of being a filmmaker. And at the time, I was not a filmmaker. But I realized that any film project or something has a whole crew of people, and not everybody is the one who holds the story. There's the camera people, they're the lighting, the audio, whatever. But I was a good holder of the concept of this idea of, if we could understand about the ripple effects of our actions in this interconnected world, we would act accordingly. Mm-hmm. So I embarked on this new event. It was my ripple I was casting out in the world. And each time I felt overwhelmed with what I was doing, somebody would throw money at the project, or they would say, hurry up and finish this because it's really an important concept that is timely and such. So a decade later, here we are. It's complete. It's in schools. There's a study guide that goes with it. Wow. You could go to our website. That's connectivityproject.com. Feel free to be in touch with me if you want more information about it through that website. And so we're going to watch one of the short films at this event. And from there, we're going to then be sparked into understanding a little bit more about how interconnectivity and ripple effects operates in our community right here.
Yeah, so at that point, we get the movie to inspire us and to kind of get our juices flowing. Mm-hmm. And then the great doors open up and the vendor showcase of all the volunteer opportunities are there. And amazingly, we have corralled over 70 different local nonprofits, 70, to have tables and to have sign-up sheets and to have descriptions of the kind of volunteers that they're looking for and to be able to talk with people about what's your passion? What are you looking for? What do you have to give to your community? And how can we make those connections? So that's what the movie tees up. The showcase really delivers on with allowing people, newcomers or folks that are familiar with the community, to kind of come out from under their rock, out from under their COVID rock, wherever you are, and meet some of these organizations and engage with them. The showcase floor will be arranged kind of topically, so we have a bunch of different topics. We have animals and arts and business and community makers and diversity, education, environment, housing, recreation. Those groups will be clustered together. So if that's one of your penchants to really understand environment or arts or whatever that might be, you'll see a better than a handful of organizations that are there to talk to you about those opportunities.
This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. We're talking about the Connectivity Fair, which is coming up on April 16th. This is Attention Please. I did notice on the website that it says that you're not required to stay for the whole 4 hours. You're also going to repeat the film at 3 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yeah, just in case people can't make it there at one, we're giving the opportunity in one of the smaller rooms. We'll show another screening of the film.
I saw a trailer of it. I'm very impressed. So 10 years ago, you decide. I don't want to get off on a big tangent here, but 10 years ago, you just decided to be a filmmaker. Just like that.
And sometimes we just have to make that step. But really, again, it's that ripple effect thing where you kind of follow what is important to you, whether it's a big thing or a little thing. And it's amazing. We can all track that in our lives of how it kind of grew into something.
I want to just share that the part of our planning where we designed the film and then the showcase, we finished that about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like there was this open space in our process with each other. The invitations had gone out to nonprofits and said, hey, what else can we do that would help people connect? And we realized at the school, there's a band room and an orchestra room right off the commons and the gymnasium.
Right.
So we thought, well, how can we use those? So we decided to add another layer of complexity and another layer of connectivity.
Judy decided to add another layer of
complexity. Come on, you guys. So we're going to have smaller conversations that people from the tables can join for half an hour or an hour to help expose the public attending to a deeper dive about the whole environmental group. There's probably 10 environmental groups or 10 education groups or a bunch in the food security groups. And I think that we're going to send some of those groupings into those little rooms to have other experiences where they talk to each other or they download collectively to the public all the different choices in the environmental groups. And so people know, well, I really want to get involved in marine work or I want to get in land conservation or whatever. Mm-hmm. So one of the groups is going to be a conversation of all our housing groups because of our previous talk about housing. And I'm really excited to call the housing nonprofits together with the purpose of how can we cooperate with each other? How can we help each other? We're all working on the same purpose, but we all do it a little differently. So how can we share expertise or resources or creative connections? So the Chautauqua group's going to have time in that one of those rooms. The second showing of the film, Local 2020, is going to have a chance to download all the different things that Local 2020 has done over the years.
Yeah.
So we're going to give the public a chance to see the showcase big picture, and they can go to the ones they want to talk to, but they can also drop into these individual conversations for 30 or 60 minutes as a ancillary portion of the showcase of the fair. So it's going to be very diverse, and of course people are going to be talking and yakking to each other, and I think that it's going to be fun.
Well, and the other key part is we are definitely offering program and some presentations, but it's really about us connecting with each other. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that people, if they, you know, like introduce yourself to somebody that you've never met before, or see your friends that you haven't seen in a long time. The whole intention is to have that kind of interstitial, you know, way of being in the world of like, let's reconnect to be a more bonded, you know, community of integrity. It's a really great opportunity for this. And there's a whole bunch of elements, such as one thing is that we hope that people either ride their bikes or walk or carpool if you can, mm-hmm. because of course limiting factor sometimes is the parking, and that can be a little tough. There's childcare that will be provided. It will likely be outdoors, so come prepared for that. But well, it's provided.
It's provided by the YMCA.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And also remember, we still, even though the pandemic has subsided, we are still definitely in a time of concern. So please, if you have symptoms or don't feel well, please do stay home, and we'll provide masks. So that's, you know, that opportunity will be there. The other thing is we do have a website. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the local 2020 website.
Right, L2020.org.
Right, and then /connectivity.
/connectivity.
So you'll see a little bit more information there. What else? We're expecting a large crowd. It should be really well attended because this, again, is something that people have been really thirsty
participate in. It's a great spot. I mean, I hadn't, since we moved here, I hadn't even been in the Blue Heron School.
It's huge.
There was a repair event there a few weeks ago that I went to. I got a jacket fixed. I got a zipper fixed on a pair of pants. I was blown away. And I was just astounded by how many people I saw there. From the Housing Connection, mm-hmm. Housing Solutions Network, mm-hmm. and from the radio station, and other people, people who volunteer in the community.
That's what I mean by at least two organizations.
No,
they cross connect.
It's astounding. The Missy Nielsen, who does the show, and Everybody Can. It's all about volunteerism and about nonprofits, and she was there, of course. Connecting people as well.
And I bet you don't know, Jim, that repair cafe was started within Local 2020.
I did know that.
And Local 2020 is a great organization to incubate those kinds of motivations. It's like, when you want to have the confidence to stick your toe in the pool and say, I want to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
You get your motivation and you take it to Local 2020, and there's very likely an action group that will help you figure that out. The Repair Cafe happened under the Beyond Waste Action Group, and now it's managed
with Marine Science Center.
It's managed some other way now. Right. So they ripple out into other parts of the community, and so it's an amazing organization, Local 2020.
I hate to talk about myself, but just for 1 minute, I'm going to. Okay, but Ben, just 1 second. I have to say this because Rose was talking about this idea of putting together things and doing things that she didn't think she could do. That's exactly what I've been doing for the last 2 years. I knew about L2020 because I was doing the calendar 2 years ago. And so every week I was reading about the different things that they were sponsoring, the different things that they were involved in. And that's how I know about just about everything that's going on in town is the community calendar here on KPTZ, which I worked on for about a year. And then I started doing the news, which I didn't think I'd ever do. And now I'm doing that. And now I'm a DJ here too. It's crazy. Because 2 years ago, if you said, Jim, do you think you could be the news producer at KPDZ? I said, no way in hell could I do that.
And I bet your life has more meaning and more purpose than ever before.
Absolutely.
Jim. And that's what this connection
does.
It gives us real sense of purpose, and we count.
And I'm grateful to this place and all the people in it who have helped me do that. So,
no,
Ben,
you're
champing at the bit.
The same thing about all the things that different people do and how many different organizations are involved with. You just mentioned Missy Nielsen, who's one of our longtime mentors at our ninth grade high school mentoring project for Skillmation. And that has been a great way for the community to stay involved, not just invest in our young people, but to stay involved in the schools and help those young people out. And one of the reasons that Skillmation is involved with this event is we need more mentors. We need more people to say, hey, I can take a few hours a month out of my time to invest in the success of our local kids. So that's a big part of this event is to make all of those kinds of opportunities known to everybody.
And you know what I want to say about that, Ben, is we've been giving instructions to the tablers.
Mm-hmm.
Come with what your organization needs. Do they need a new board member? Do they need a bookkeeper? Do they need more volunteers to tend the community gardens for the food bank? And I want to say to the public, I'm speaking to you guys now, come to this event with your gifts and your talents and what you want to offer, what you feel good about giving to this community. It's like, find your match.
Yes.
And also, because this is such a great model that we're doing, we would like to invite other communities to come and at least visit. If you know someone on Bainbridge or elsewhere, we put some invitations out. We would love to be a sample for other communities to emulate this kind of event, to bring their communities together or something. So if you know of anybody, invite them to join us and just come participate to, you know, to see what they might be able to do in their own community.
So you're talking about an incubator here of ideas and connectivity.
If you ever feel powerless about our federal government, work locally.
That makes sense.
Make a change. Make a change in your community.
Right. Because we can't do anything about what's going on in New York City right now.
Not necessarily.
We really can't. Ben, I just wanted to ask you a quick thing about Strong Towns.
Stronger Towns.
Stronger Town.
Yeah. Stronger Towns is a local nonprofit. What we call it is a rural social impact incubator. So it's looking at specific problems to solve for a rural community like we have in Jefferson County. And the whole idea is the same thing that Judy and Rose were referring to. Figure out how to solve it here locally and then somehow put that in a box and make it available to the rest of the nation, the rest of the state, the rest of the world to do that same sort of thing. So we'll be looking at doing that with this whole connectivity fair concept as well.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
So remember, it is April 16th. It's a Sunday. It's from 1 to 5. It's at Blue Heron Middle School.
Children friendly, child care provided.
Child care provided.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For anyone who needs child care.
Right.
We hope you come inside to the event as well.
Yeah. Just drop the kids off and go see a movie at the Rose.
And we're really grateful for the sponsors that we have had, that there's been just a ready willingness to help sponsor and co-produce and have this event happen. And that involves, you know, Skillmation, Local 2020.
Community Build,
the Production Alliance, United Earth Networks, the Connectivity Project, Local Investment Opportunities Network. Those actually were the co-producers on our team.
Okay.
Our actual fiscal sponsors, Bell Tower Brokers, Stephen Dowdell's Law Office, Jefferson Land Trust. The Leader contributed to the creation of our insert, which is in this week's newspaper.
Fantastic.
And Windermere Real Estate. Thank you for our sponsors.
So there's a thing in the paper this week, one of these.
But that will be when this air shows. Yep. The show airs next week. It will be last week.
It's four color. Oh, right. It'll be last week.
Right.
So go out and buy The Leader last week. and you'll be all set. Hey, thank you all for being here to tell us about this community connectivity, this connectivity fair. I'm so excited that you came. Thanks for joining me on Attention Please.
Thank you,
Jim. Judy, Rose, Ben, thank you all so much. This is fantastic.
Thanks for having us.
See you all there.
Thanks, Jim.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
This has been Attention Please. I've been your host this week, Jim Burke.
Can I have your attention,
thanks for joining us this week on Attention
Please. Have your
attention,
please.
This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.
This is KPTZ in Port Townsend, Washington.
91.9 FM.
91.9 FM.
Thanks, Ben.